Chelsea and Kabir, as we get into August here, what are we looking at that's happening at the Pacific Asian Museum? And Kabir, I'm going to start with you.
Great. Well, we are really looking forward to our August 16th Fusion Fridays. It's the finale for this series that's been really successful so far and very well attended. It's our summer evening series. We stay open late, have food and drink available. We have some of our favorite food trucks. India Jones, Don Chow, and Mighty Boba are going to be here in our parking lot. And we will have beer available for purchase from Angel City Brewery. We'll have a DJ, and we'll have some great performances. A Chinese lion dance will help us end our series. And then we're going to have a Bhangra lesson. So we will have a Bhangra teacher come and teach a few quick lessons, show us some moves, as well as a dhol player who will be accompanying her. And a dhol is a really great Punjabi, a large drum that goes along with Bhangra.
Let's look at both of those special events. First of all, I think I know what the lion dancers are, but I might not. So would you tell me a little bit more about them?
They are a traditional Chinese dance that Chelsea can tell you even more about, but we'll have dancers in a long line kind of moving around the courtyard, and it'll be really exciting. It's an exciting dance that we often have as part of our Lunar New Year celebration.
Chelsea, what's the significance of the lion dance?
Lion dances are often used in celebrations in Chinese culture, and you see these persist even today. Almost every parade, every festival, you'll have a lion dance. And these are really fun, really loud, boisterous dances that usually signify the opening of an event. So they're going to open our Fusion Friday at around 8:15, 8:30. And so sometimes people confuse them with dragons. They almost look like dragons, but they're not. Usually the lions have two people under a single costume. One person is controlling the head and the other is kind of following behind. And so it appears that the lion has four legs and they move through the crowd. Their job is to get the crowd going and excited and to kind of focus attention because it's so loud that you can't really hear yourself talk. So it gets people to stop talking pretty quickly too. And they move through the crowd. They do some jumps and a few little tricks here and there. They interact with each other. And it's really a lot of fun to see. So I highly encourage anybody who's interested to come early enough to Fusion Friday so that they don't miss the lion dancers.
Kabir, I want to know more about that Bhangra dancing. What time does the lesson start? And tell me a little bit, would you, about the moves.
We'll have our lesson at around 9 o'clock. And the moves, there's a couple really basic moves that we'll be looking at. Bhangra is very similar to Bollywood. It's a specific cultural dance that's done in the Punjab regions of both India and Pakistan. But there's very similar, it's very celebratory, it's very upbeat. There'll be just some simple moves where there's a lot of moving your hands about, almost like waving them about, in addition to the foot movements that are a key part of it too.
Sounds like it's a line dance then?
It's a group dance that people will get together and do all together. We have a dance floor that has been really key to our Fusion Fridays party. And we'll have all sorts of dancing later on in the evening. But everyone will be invited onto the dance floor to participate in this Bhangra dancing.
How much fun is that? What has been one of the best times you've had so far at the Fusion Fridays you've had for summer 2013?
Well, so far we've had a really successful season. We've had some of the fantastic performances we've had. We've had Hakka Warriors, who really, really exciting, very loud, but really exciting. And at times, really, they made some unexpected moves, which were really fun. They came from the Pacific Islands. And then another dance that we had in our July, we had a group of Korean drummers doing the three drum dance. And that actually means, surprisingly enough, that each of the performers, there were four or five performers, they were each playing three drums at the same time, one behind them, one on the right, one on the left. So in this very incredible, very dexterous way, they managed to hit all of them.
I'm trying to envision that. That must have been amazing to see. What about the first weekend? Well, actually, it would be next weekend. Who's going to be performing poetry here?
Well, there's going to be lots of great poetry. They'll be performing both tanka and haiku, which are two short forms of poetry from Japan. Haiku, I think we all learn about in elementary or middle school with, you know, very short syllables, has to do with nature often. And tanka is a slightly longer form, but still short form of Japanese poetry that these two poets, Linda Galloway and Ron Moss, will be performing.
And that would be on the, do I have the date right, August 11th?
Yes, that's correct. It should be lots of fun. It'll be at 2 p.m.
And as we move forward in August, what are some of the other special events that you have happening?
Well, we have, actually, we'll begin August on this Saturday, August 3rd. We have our Silk Road Story Time, which every month is done by Sunny Stevenson. It takes place the first Saturday of every month at 10:30. And Sunny Stevenson is a volunteer of the museum who's been involved since day one, since it opened. She's a storyteller also by trade. She was a teacher too. And she tells wonderful stories. This month she's telling stories about Chinese fairy tales. And every month, in addition to the stories that Sunny tells in our Silk Road Gallery in the Traveler's Tent, we also have crafts that are available for all the young ones and families that come, and also some Asian snacks that are free.
That is really neat. What are some of the differences between a Chinese fairy tale and the European ones that we've grown up with over here?
Well, there are lots of different. Dragons, for instance, have a very different symbols. In European fairy tales, dragons often breathe fire. They're often scary creatures. But Chinese dragons are quite different and are really very auspicious.